Contract negotiations broke down today between the National Football League and its on-field officials. It now appears NFL owners will lock out the officials and use replacements until the two sides reach an agreement. It would be the NFL's first work stoppage of any kind since Paul Tagliabue took over as commissioner back in 1989. NPR's Tom Goldman has a report.
Commissioner Tagliabue has been proud of his perfect record on labor issues. In his 12 years running the NFL, not one strike or lockout involving players and officials. This week, Tagliabue tried hard to protect that record. He was in Mexico City to watch last night's exhibition game between Dallas and Oakland, but came back early to talk with members of the officials' union. It didn't help. After a four-hour meeting last night and 2 hours of talking today, the two sides remained far apart on the issue of salaries. Greg Aiello is a spokesman for the NFL.
They're still looking for a 400 to 500% increase, and we don't think that's realistic in any way. We have on the table a very attractive offer that would double the officials' pay in 2 years with an immediate 40% increase.
Under the NFL's plan, the most experienced officials reportedly would earn about $140,000 a year in 2003. Tom Condon, the negotiator for the officials, was not available to comment, but he was quoted as saying, "We reviewed the NFL's offer and thought it was inappropriate and did not address the contribution officials make to the game." Officials work part-time, but say they should be paid the same as their full-time counterparts in baseball, basketball, and hockey. The officials argue they've helped make the NFL the most popular sport in the country, number one in TV ratings. Over 100 replacement officials are hired and ready to work this final week of preseason games. NFL spokesman Aiello says the replacements are experienced and will do a very good job, but he admits it's an anxious time for the NFL.
It shouldn't be interpreted that this is the direction we want to go. No, we'd rather have our regular officials on the field, but we're being forced into this position, and so we really don't have a choice, and so we're going to have to move forward.
Some worry it will be a step back. With replacements being rushed into action, there's concern about officials blowing calls that could decide games or not being able to control a violent sport where missed calls also could result in players getting hurt. Tom Goldman, NPR News.